60 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Pope Francis is in critical condition after the Vatican says he suffered a prolonged asthma attack. Civilian employees of the Defense Department and FBI employees have been told by management not to respond to Elon Musk's latest email because of legal and other considerations. The new FBI director says that department has its own review procedures. Musk emailed all federal employees requesting that they detail what they accomplished on the job in the past week, and that failure to respond would be taken as resignation. Defending Musk's operations, President Trump, the National Governors Association dinner in Washington.
We love Elon, don't we? It's that guy, he's a character with his son X. We love X.
Of the federal workers losing their jobs at California's Yosemite National Park, Ken Yeager says morale is low.
People around here are pretty depressed. They're a little worried about what's going to happen.
This is ABC News. New allegations about the company whose top executive was gunned down on a New York City street. ABC's Morgan Norwood.
As Luigi Mangione's murder case moves forward, reports that the Justice Department is now investigating United Health Group's billing practices. According to the Wall Street Journal, the new civil probe is looking into allegations the company profited off false diagnoses. Last summer, the journal reported United Health added diagnoses to patient records for conditions they weren't treated for, triggering an extra $8.7 billion in payouts to insurers.
While warmer temperatures are expected across much of America, this from ABC News forecaster Dan Amarante.
Flood watch in effect for a wide area, portions of Idaho going into Montana as well, some high wind alerts, and those avalanche warnings up in the mountains as the Cascades and even parts of the Northern Rockies are seeing some of those issues with avalanches, as they've seen a number of heavy snow events over these last couple of weeks.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Ladies and gentlemen of the congregation, I've come here today to testify to you that the light of the Lord is alive and well. And in the spirit of each and every person in this church. But there will come a day where the devil may darken your door. We got to tell the devil no, people, and chase him out, and ride forward into the kingdom of heaven. Can I get an amen?
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Clockwise, counterclockwise. like salt in a wound. The lavender blues stings than it has, like a cloud over you, disguised as a muse, a perennial ruse under the covers of the lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues, when you ain't got nothing, you ain't got nothing to lose. Get a place by the ocean, a room with a view. You want a connection, so you slip off your shoes. One toe in the water, searching for clues. Soon you were drowning in the lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues. Like a python, bite marks with a bruise, wrapped all around you, tighten the screw, as you fade into nothing, awake but confused. No, you're not dreaming, it's just a lavender blues.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
Hypertension in your veins. dabble with sounds. They'll make the hair on your neck stand up from all the rabble rounds. It's enough to mask the pain. Out of the gates, we're lacking the tools. They wanted a nice fair fight, but the boys on top don't play by the rules. Where do we go from here? Where do we face our fears? It feels like a slap across the face to know that we've been running.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We used Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Elf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Elf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Elf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyElfLounge.com.
Get ready, Madison. May the 4th is gonna rock the Rocker Jamboree, a benefit to help with Rocker's medical expenses and Mama Cares. Sunday, May the 4th at the Burr Oak in Madison, beginning at noon, featuring Last Crack, Subatomic, Mind Docs, Electromag, and Magic 7. The Rocker Jamboree. Get advance tickets now at theburroakmadison.com. Sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, the Ethical Trade Co., Aftershock Classic Arcade, and Ginter's Guitar Shop of Wisconsin. Presented by 92.7 WMDX and Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
I didn't take the vow. I didn't burn the ground. the morning breeze. Even though the bones don't cooperate, well, I can feel the rising sun. Soon I will be joined by everyone on their way. Busy in their building, lodging in their schemes and all. Crucified, I throw back my head and smile. You never know what time will bring. Well, I have remembered recent history, but I feel a little closer.
Relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
day there's sun, just the next is rain. One day there's joy, and the next is pain. Now someday, babe, it'll all seem like a
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Keeps you up.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You post for the Sears catalog, but I think that you post for me. together is running short. Their mom and dad are coming up the stairs. I never told you exactly what you mean to me. If I ever lost you, I'd lose my mind. I'll find a real dirty magazine. My girlfriend, I think he's 23. My girlfriend, I think he's 23. My girlfriend, I think he's 43.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Pope Francis is in critical condition after the Vatican says he suffered a prolonged asthma attack while being treated for pneumonia and a complex lung infection. He needed a blood transfusion. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel.
In many situations, we can see a drop in blood counts, such as with platelets, which is what our blood uses to form clots, and red blood cells, or anemia, which those are the part of our blood that carries oxygen, which is why the Pope needed a transfusion. Now, this can be caused from an infection, from medications, or from underlying medical conditions.
Being told by management not to respond to Elon Musk's latest email, civilian employees of the Defense Department, NASA Space Agency, FBI, National Institutes of Health. Musk requesting that they detail what they accomplished on the job in the past week, and that failure to respond will be taken as a resignation. California Governor Newsom asking Congress to approve billions in wildfire recovery aid. This is ABC News. A big sell-off